you heard of a drug called spice? Well, it's also called synthetic marijuana, but it's not a banned substance in every state. In New Hampshire, for example, more than 40 people recently suffered severe medical reactions after using spice, and that prompted Governor Maggie Hassan to declare a public health emergency. Ryan Lessard is a correspondent for New Hampshire Public Radio. It's part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, and he joins us. And Ryan, I wonder if you could first explain to us in a little bit more detail, what exactly is spice and where do you buy it? Where do you see it in New Hampshire?
Sure. Spice is, as you say, a synthetic cannabinoid, essentially a designer drug sold tongue-in-cheek as incense or potpourri, which people smoke to get high. You can find them in gas stations, corner stores, head shops. Usually you'll see little 3-gram baggies with colorful logos and silly names like Crazy Monkey and Bizarro. They'll often be flavored, and the packaging even says not for human consumption right on the back.
Uh-huh. But obviously people are buying it. Do we know who is the primary market here?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're marketing to young people, and certainly it is popular among teenagers. There's no age limit on this because obviously it's not intended for that kind of use. Low-income individuals use it as well since it's readily available, it's legal in most cases, and cheaper than regular marijuana.
Okay. So where exactly does it come from? I mean, it's synthetic, so it's chemically made. Is it made, you know, locally in New Hampshire, or is it kind of crossing state borders?
No. As far as police know, the bulk of this stuff is made in China. And unlike marijuana, where the chemicals that trigger the high are found naturally in the plant, what they're doing here is they're spraying tailor-made chemicals onto dried plant material. They're often hand-spraying it, too, making each little packet of spice, you know, with varying concentrations. And that can be a common reason for an overdose to occur. The people who've smoked this stuff have told me that the experience is very inconsistent, and they can have experiences, you know, like anxiety and paranoia. And they often experience withdrawal-like symptoms as well. They're saying that this is happening now, that a lot of this stuff has been taken off of store shelves. They're calling it dope sickness.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask you. I mean, it's not yet a banned substance in New Hampshire, but authorities have been trying to move in that direction. What's the difficulty in actually just saying we're gonna ban spice altogether?
Yeah, that's tricky. A lot of this stuff is legal, like I said, but that's despite the fact that the federal government banned nearly 30 substances commonly found in spice 2 years ago. What the chemists are doing is slightly rejiggering the formula, so it's different enough to step outside the Schedule I controlled substance definitions, but similar enough to still get people high. However, Manchester police told me that the bubble gum flavored Smacked brand that's currently being attributed to the overdoses did come back positive for one of the already outlawed substances. But testing like that is rarely done this quickly. It's only because of the rash of overdoses. The state lab is already backlogged with drugs they know are illegal, like heroin. Some communities in New Hampshire have created ordinances banning spice outright. Last month, Governor Hassan signed a bill to study how to go about restricting the sale of spice, but that's where we're at now.
Well, Ryan Lessard is a correspondent for New Hampshire Public Radio. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.